Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Now watch this. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep, went from him. Then the king arose early in the morning and went haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? Then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. That my God, whom has sent his angel, and he has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocent were found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Yeah. And the king command, now here these jokers trying to get Daniel in trouble. And the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel and cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, their wives, and the lion had masters over them, and breaketh all of their bones in pieces. Forever they came before, their bones in pieces, or ever they came to the bottom of the den. And let me read that from the Holman. It just reads a little different. The king then gave the command that those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the lion's den. Their children, their wives, they had not reached the bottom of the den before the lion overpowered them and crushed all of their bones. Now, listen to this, and I'm closing. I know I went over a little. Now listen to them closing. Listen. What was the difference? They threw Daniel in, they didn't touch him. And before they could hit the bottom of the den, they done crushed him up. What's the difference? I told you I want to put a clinch on this. What's the difference? When you believe God, Satan can't mess with you. Peter said he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to move you off your faith, trying to get you to give over to reason, trying to get you to back off. But you stand your ground. He can't eat you. He locks the jaw of the devil. He can't touch you. And God said, he who I hold in my hand, no man can get you out. Psalm 91, I said it earlier, there's a hiding place. And when he see you, he is seeing Jesus. He is seeing you clothed in the arm of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he start talking loud, telling you what you can't have, what you can't do, you just throw your head up in the air and laugh out real loud. And then because there's no God as big as mine. Too big a problem, just can't find. It makes no difference. what the devil say. Because it doesn't count when I'm in faith. It doesn't count when I'm walking in faith. When I'm walking by faith. When I'm walking in love. Walking by faith. I don't care what he said. It doesn't count. What counts is what I just said. I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. I hold fast to my confession. I keep acting on the word. I said it and it's so. It's just like I said. I shall have what I say. And I shall see it with my own eyes. So, don't you waver on your faith. Don't hesitate with your praise. Get over yourself. You ain't that important. That you got to deviate from God and not obey him. Forget about yourself. God, everything I am, I yield it to you. Everything is what you say that really counts. And I'm not going to be silly to say something different from you and try to make it work for me. No, no, no. I'm going to say it like you said it. I'm going to believe it like you said it. I'm going to act like you said it. I'm going to stand. And I don't care what else looked like, what it looked like. You said it. I believe it. I'm acting. This is what I'm going to do. I refuse to be moved. That's what happened to Abraham. He was fully persuaded. He didn't even consider his old. He was 100 years old. He didn't consider that. And said Sarah's womb was dead. He didn't consider that. What did he consider? What God said. Now what God said to you. Did he tell you you were healed? Did he tell you have your house? Did he tell you have your car? Did he tell you well? Did he tell your family going to be all right? What did he say to you? And you go and the doctor say this, thank you, sir. Thank you. But you're not the final word. Just do what you know to do. Hallelujah. You just do what you know to do. But I know something and I know somebody that's greater than all. Name above all names. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I knew it was going to happen, so I'm going to sit down. So I saved my preaching to Sunday. I'm going to sit down. Right now, go ahead. Y'all better get up, ushers, and come on and do what you got to do. I'm telling you, God is so good to me. God is so good to you. I'm telling you, God is so good. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it sounded like. I know what God said. Thank you, Jesus.